This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Yeah! The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied.
This is staying over. I can't recall her name. She lies there on the sofa every morning, lila rain. Her waistline gets a rub. We trace our night of fun. These constant slaps are flashbacks of our date night down the pump. I hear somebody leaving, somebody heaving, somebody barely breathing. It's hard to remember where it descended. Started as the quietest evening. I don't want to live in this drama. I can't keep playing this game. But the Friday night delights outweigh this Sunday morning pain. Let's do it again.
Darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied. Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied.
Still here staying over. Still calm and cool her name. She lies here on the sofa every morning, lila rain. Start to feel the love, another little night of fun. These constant slaps, that flashbacks of our date night down the pub. The girl is attached, so I'm heading out the back door. Pass the blow with the smokes in the flat door. So fit, they don't think she's an actor. What's her name? What's her name? Hop on that train, it's the weekend sagas. Should've stopped, but we gone too far now. Don't stop, yeah, we gone too far now. Can't stop, yeah, we gone too far now.
One more time, let's go.
Oh, darling, let's stay up all night. Drinking whiskey, telling stories. I can keep you satisfied.
Satisfied, 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 satisfied.
Are you ready? One more time.
Just a beverage. In the morning, sure, a brain hemorrhage. Shot tequila, soda, vodka. Got a couple ladies on my radar. Used to be rocks down the Oceana. Then we did pop cruise, cruise to lava. Now we stay awake, trying to make hearts race in the hope that we see mañana.
On FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you sexy little muffins. It's me, Jack, mate. You right, Tom?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Will?
Yes, I'm also great.
We all look great today.
Oh, we do.
I feel super, super great. Play that sexy little beat.
Drop it.
Oh.
God, do you not read emails, Will?
Huh?
And we tweeted you about this.
Come on.
What's the matter?
You always do it. Play the other one.
Hey, come on.
It's a family show today.
Hey! Maybe take off your dressing gown. I don't know. It's your house.
You can keep playing it for a bit longer. I want to enjoy it. Yeah. Go on. Oh.
Yeah. Mum's making chili.
Oh, but what's that making? Sweet, sweet love. We've started. I tell you what hasn't started. My headphones. I can hear fuck all. We'll wing it. Are you right, Tom?
Yeah, I can.
How's your week been?
It's been a good week, mate. I've just been in Canterbury seeing the girlfriend.
Oh, God, you are showing off now.
Yeah,
got a girlfriend. Hey, Will, you hear that? I've got a girlfriend, not lonely.
I'm so alone.
He really is. It's tragic.
Oh, God. If you're listening, which you probably bloody are, tweet in and let us know. As it's a family show today, it's a theme all about family. We want to know, do you have any family traditions?
Yeah.
Great question.
Do you have any family traditions? It's more universal. We had an argument before the show about what the question should be.
So, go on. My question was, do you have any family traditions? Yours, Tom, was
more
specific.
Does your family have certain words they use that other families don't? like my family, refer to teddy bears merely as fluffy things.
Wow. That is sad, if anything.
It's not sad, it's really cute, actually. We're a cute family, and yeah, thanks for that.
Well, have you got any of those specific things that only your family do?
Well, you know he doesn't, because before he said he didn't when you guys were believing
that.
Yeah,
but for the sake of the radio, Thomas.
Okay, go on, Will, have you got any ideas?
Well, have you got any of those, mate?
No.
No, not a single.
Not one.
Not a single one, but we'll go with it, Tom, we'll go with it. Guys, tweet in at FUBAR Radio, at Jack with two A's, and let us know, do you have any words that only your family use?
Or do you have any traditions?
Well, of course they have traditions.
Like Christmas.
That's a great question. Ooh. Well done, Jack, coming up with that one.
So what happened with you this week, Mr. Jack?
Not a lot, mate.
No?
Not a lot.
Not a lot going on online, is there?
Just tweeting a few pals, having a few arguments. Oh, did I just say arguments? Do you want to ask me about that, Will?
Yeah, so I got a text or a call off you saying, have you seen a little Twitter spat I've got involved with the one and only Ellie Goulding?
One and only. Don't know about that. There's plenty of fish that sound like her.
Yes, love fish.
No, I had a little argument with Miss Ellie Goulding, didn't I, on the old Twits?
Yeah, what was that? What, you were sat down...
I was watching X Factor.
Yeah?
Sunday. Saturday, maybe. I can't remember. I was watching X Factor and... And had a little slag off session. Just basically just uploaded a few videos to my Twitter telling people why I don't like her. Because to me, right, she sounds like...
She sounds very breathy.
Yeah.
Don't mess with that truck. I just did the 100 metres on sports day. Oh, I'm God. So tired.
I was just on Michael Payne show and I did the world's longest shit. I'm Ellie Goulding. And I think she's punching a little bit with old Dougie. I have got a bit of a man crush on that.
I used to take pictures of Dougie to the barbers and be like, I want my hair like Dougie. Didn't do a different accent, but I did do that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quality. It's absolutely quality.
Cute.
I just uploaded a video saying that she's shit and all that. She replied.
Oh, what did she say?
This is embarrassing. I could fight you and win. Why are you talking about violence, Elliot?
Straight
to violence.
It was weird.
Yeah. And I said, quite a good one. I said, Do you know what?
I know what's coming.
Yeah, I said, well, don't make a song and dance about it, Ellie, because that'll probably be shit as well.
Boom.
I just give a retort.
Yeah, thank you. And because I wasn't actually on Twitter at the time, I replied to her 3 hours later. She put back, oh, took you long enough to reply to that. She deleted this tweet, but I got the screenshot.
Honestly?
Yeah, she went, took you long enough to reply to that, and that's what you could come up with. I said, shut
up. She's like, fuck off, Ellie. Grow up.
I'll kick you in the teeth.
Come on. It's not that kind of show.
Oh, come on. No, I didn't say that. I didn't reply with violence. I didn't
kick her in the teeth.
But then I actually went on her page and I saw Ellie had tweeted somebody else saying, he's just a loser, don't worry about him, he makes videos in his bedroom.
Yeah, well, Kim Kardashian did that, look at her now.
Yeah,
whoa,
exactly.
Hey,
oh, he's been waiting
joke.
All week
sexy
for that
joke.
Oh, well played, Tom. Well played.
What was the last tweet you ended it on? You kind of put a line in the sand, didn't you, and asked her to maybe collab in the future?
Oh yeah, I just said, if you're up for coming on FUBAR Radio, then let me know, alternatively we could do a Jack's chat interview. No reply yet.
Well,
yet
that's what you thought, but actually producing the show 24/7.
Oh dear.
I've actually been in contact with her. So she actually came down to FUBAR, yeah.
Oh,
what
fuck
a
off.
Bloody lovely lady.
Do you wanna hear?
Yeah, go on then.
Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Can I just say you're looking very well today?
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. I really needed that boost today. So we finally got you down to FUBAR Radio.
Finally, yeah.
Obviously, you know all about Jack after the little Twitter spat you had. But before he gets here, what do you really think of him?
So normal and just funny and cool and... Yeah, he's very humble. He's very, very humble.
Oh, really? Oh, we all think he's a bit of a prick, to be honest. Sorry, Ellie, can you just stop moving off mic? I'm just trying to get the levels here.
I can't help it. I just really... Sorry, something happened to my neck just a second ago, right? I think it's better now. Like, I was like, ow! I don't know what happened.
Oh, God, are you all right?
Yeah. I mean, I just can't help it.
Look, quit the shit. I'm in charge here. Just keep your fucking head still and stop fucking moving.
It was all a bit too much for me.
Hang on. Where are you going?
Everything was happening really quickly.
Ellie!
Oh, poor, what happened there? She left swiftly.
That's a brat.
Yeah, that was R3, so she might still be on Cali Road if you catch her.
Oh, I think I saw her just outside looking down a drain.
Man.
Drain? That was drain.
That's a euphemism.
A drain.
She was looking right down her drain.
A leafy drain.
So how'd you get her in?
Well, as you know, I'm from Worcestershire,
yeah,
which is next to Hereford.
Okay.
And that just means we automatically know each other.
Oh, right.
By proximity.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know Alan Partridge pretty well. And sometimes me and Stephen Fry play chess.
Wow.
And I fucked Delia Smith once.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's be having you.
Yeah. Did she have me, boys? Did she have me? Did
you also got another little spat as well, didn't you?
Oh, I wouldn't say it's too much of a spat, to be honest. But basically... Alfie Days, while we're talking of spats.
What's up, guy?
Get it? Because he's got a bit of a...
What's up, guy?
Nala! No, sorry, I just got carried away. Alfie Days released a video called My Smelliest Fart. Of course he did.
Classic.
Yeah, so I retweeted it and I just put, oh, for fuck's sake. That is literally all I put. And, did I get a reply? Who from, I hear you ask. Tom, I know you whispered it, but I heard
it. Who from?
Zoella.
Was actually
The actual Zoella. Yeah, she replied and she put comedy genius. So thank you.
That's nice.
Yeah, thanks, Zoe. If you ever want to come on to Fixar,
that sounds
Friday.
To me. That sounds more like she's slagging Alfie off, being like, "Oh, he's a comedy genius."
Yeah,
that guy.
Fucking, that was a smelly.
It did bloody stink. It smelled like blood. So that's worrying. So there you go.
No. No, bless her. So she's a big fan. As I was saying, Ellie, 4 to 6 every Friday, Food Bar Radio. Pop in. Did I call it Ellie? Why am I? I'm still talking to Ellie. I've got Golden on my mind. I meant Zoella. But either of you, come on, we'll do a double collab.
Who's coming up on the show, Jack?
Franco Fraze. We've got my cousin. We've got the up and coming rapper. Recently just signed to Polydor Records.
Heard of him. Yeah. I have.
Yeah, we got Frank going on. It'll be a good laugh. We'll play a couple of his songs. It'll be all good. I know you're a big, big fan, Will.
As I am with every guest that we get on here.
Strangely. And he will be sitting right next to you, so try not to piss your pants, mate.
Yeah. Pissy pants, William.
Yeah.
Williams wish well it turns.
Oh, God. So, Will, what have you been up to?
I actually went to a gig last night in Hackney.
Oh, that's cool. Tell me more.
A band I wanted to see for a long time. Dog is Dead. Very good. But I'm saying, Tom... kind of got me in the vibe to wanting to be back in a band. I was itching away there.
So
if there's any bassists, drummers or lead guitarists in the North London area, give me a call.
What about rhythm guitarists?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, do you want that?
Yeah.
Keyboards?
Yeah.
Synthesizer.
Nah. Oh, look at that. I just spat loads. That was method acting. What would Alfie have done?
Surely I kicked to a song.
Tom. What have you been doing?
Oh, me? I've already said I went to Canterbury.
Yeah, but that weren't much. Delve in.
I had a couple meals with my girlfriend. Went to one of the Chinese places. I never really understand this, but you know, it's like a buffet.
Mm.
You pay a certain amount per head, then you can order whatever you want from the starters,
mm,
freshly made, and whatever you want from the mains.
Mm.
And then there's a lady? There's a lazy Susan in the middle of the table, and you spin it.
I ordered a
king prawn curry. Came along. It definitely was not king prawn. Oh. I have no idea what it was.
What was the name of that joint?
I have no idea.
Oh, God. Well, find out and we will slag off.
I will find it out.
Nala. Okay, well, I think it's about time we went to our first little song.
And it's linked to families because it's Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons.
Get
Will,
it, Sons?
Please play it.
I came out of the woods by choice. The shelter also gave them shade, but in the dark I have no name. So leave that click in my head, and I will remember the words that you said. Left a cloud in mind and a heavy heart, but I was sure we could see a new start. So when your hope's on fire, but you know your desire don't hold a glass over the flame, don't let your heart grow cold. I will call you by name, I will share your hold me fast, cause I'm a hold a glass over the flame. Don't let your heart grow cold. I will call you by name. I will share your
Man, Sam, good shout.
Thanko.
Look who's just walked in. It's Mr. Robbie Knox.
Golden stories coming from his brain. Moustache on his face, yeah, the boy has game. Chill your beans, this ain't top of the pot. It's that time again when Knox knocks.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I'm really good today. I feel really buoyant.
You're full of beans, aren't you?
I'm full of beans. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm glad. Share
it's not,
those
not the normal
beans.
Misery that I'm bringing to the studio.
Not today, mate.
Yeah, it's good.
Share those beans, because I'm spending a lot of money on Red Bull at the moment to try and stay awake. Yeah, I'm a bit tired.
Yeah, because yours is the massive one out there.
Yeah.
Red Bull.
Hench one, yes. Yeah. I don't do things in halves, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Big can for me.
Full sugar as well.
Yeah. What have you been up to since we last seen you? It's been a while.
I was in Norway.
With that businessman that you met on the internet?
Yeah, not weird. That was cool. And then, come on, I was here last week, wasn't here there, was I?
No.
I think I might have been working or something. Yeah. Do that occasionally.
Halloween, wasn't it?
Bought Stone Roses tickets this morning.
Oh, very nice.
Is that
very nice.
Be right, yeah.
How much does that cost you?
£65 each or something.
Fuck a duck.
I know.
How much did you say?
I said fuck a duck, 65 quid each.
Get paid so much here though, it's dropping dropping the water, isn't it? Dropping the pond.
There we go. For fans at home playing when you're gonna get paid bingo, that was 19 minutes into the show.
Yeah. Oh, the theme this week, Robbie, is family.
Okay, I've got one of those.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. You've got a couple of little ones, haven't you?
Yeah, it's just tight trousers. I have two children, if that's what you're referring to. Yes,
yeah.
A boy who is one and a girl who is four.
Oh, okay.
Which do you prefer?
The girl so far, but it's, but to be fair, the boy, he can't speak yet, so he might have some humzingers, is that word?
Yeah.
Some great lines, some great bants. God, I hate that word.
Baby bants in
there. But at the minute, he's yet to perform.
What would be your genuine reaction if his first word was bants?
He's already sort of said some words, and he hasn't. It wasn't quite his first word, but like his third word was Barbie. So, all right, home favourite.
That's just an interesting word.
Oh no, I'm just a big fan of Ken.
Oh,
so,
fair enough.
Barbie-phobic.
Fair enough.
Team
cool.
Ken.
What was your girl's first word?
I don't know. Can't
Jack.
Back.
Oh, sorry.
Stop, Dad.
Stop, Dad. No, I meant differently.
Wow.
No, I meant differently.
Strongly written.
Fubar.
Fubar.
I'm looking for the jingle. Oh, it's gone, cool, man.
Fubar. Got the dumb button.
Giving radio the finger.
I did not mean that the way that sounded.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
So no, this is the part of the show where we usually just have a little natter and we share some stories.
All right, I'm not normally here at this time.
No, you can just listen to us then, Robbie, if you want.
All right.
Yeah, we've got some stories. You can come equipped with your bag full of stories
I've
as usual,
got
Tom.
Some stories.
Go
up
on
the
then.
Sleeve.
Go on then.
Well, one of my stories was just about my brother.
Oh, hello. What's his name?
His name's Jim.
Cool. Shout out, Jim.
He used to be called James.
Oh, he changed it legally.
Yeah, abbreviated it.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Can't be doing with
that.
James
is not a name that you really should abbreviate. It's five letters, mate. How lazy is this guy? What does he do for a job?
He works in aerospace.
You made that up?
No, he does. He got first in a...
Until he abbreviated. Yeah, and now he works in aero.
Doing the bubbles, with the bubbles in the chocolates. That's his job.
We've all done that. We've all been
Basically, when he was younger, he used to collect certain things, which were quite bizarre. Okay. He used to collect pencil sharpenings.
Ooh.
He used to collect leads.
Why? And did he just have a lot of hamsters?
No. And he used to just collect rubber dust. If you don't know what rubber dust is, if you rub your rubber and then that little stuff that comes off it,
yeah.
He used to collect all that.
Why?
I don't know. He used to have litre bottles of Coke full of pencil sharpenings, a little tins full of lead and rubber dust.
Why?
And he used to get me and him to watch TV and then be sharpening pencils that we didn't need sharpening, breaking the lead, sharpening it again, and then putting them in his little tins.
That is mental.
It is mental.
Yeah, and how many people did he kill?
This trial doesn't happen. You get innocent until proved guilty, but
I can't get my head around that. I genuinely don't know what to say about that.
Yeah,
Will is bamboozled.
Rubber dust, by the way. If you do want to collect some rubber dust, and afterwards it's very soft. So there you go. And a little tin, and if you touch it, that's soft. Only very recently got thrown away.
I don't think I'm now actually just going through my stories now, just to see if I've got any that can equal that on how weird it is. It really, really don't.
Well, can I ask a quick question? Why did he throw it away? Like now?
Because he
goes, Joe, I'm not that into this.
He turned 19 and thought, nah, fuck it.
He's older than me. He doesn't live at home anymore. I think my mum was cleaning stuff out. She's like, Jim, do you need the pencil sharpenings? He's like, nah, mum, get rid of it. Probably. Get rid of it. I was like, mum, I fucking worked hard for that.
I bet that was well emotional.
That's
like
half
the scene. I bet that was like the scene in Toy Story 3 where Andy throws Woody in the box. Just loads of pencil sharpenings in the bottom of a bin. Tom coming crying.
I don't know why I'm so connected to it. Because it's my brother, but I get it.
Oh, yeah, cool. God. No, I'm just... one of the stories I want to say was about my nan, bless her. She used to be a big fan of Gareth Gates and Will Young. You know when they were both in the final of Pop Idol?
Well, it's two people with lisps already in the show.
Yeah, I know. So she used to be a big fan of them. And was it Pop Idol? Were they in the first X?
It was Pop Idol.
Pop Idol.
So my nan used to be a massive fan of both of them. And obviously they both reached the final together. She didn't know who she wanted to vote for, so she voted for both. So redundant.
It's either that or set aside some money. So.
But
she's a winner either way. Then.
She actually had a parrot as well called Dudley, and the parrot used to, because when my nan got up, she was like, "Oh, I bet a vote for Will, bet a vote for Gareth," and the parrot picked that up. So even after my nan had died, the parrot stayed and was like, "Vote for Will, vote for Gareth, vote for Will." Yeah. Got a feeling I said vote for Dudley a minute ago.
No, you didn't.
That's the Red Bull, mate. I'm shaking here. Got any weird family stories?
Well, I was telling you one down the pub earlier.
Yeah, go on then.
It was my 21st birthday. I'd been at university down in Southampton and I returned home to... the scenes were amazing. My mum was still outside the front of the house and she unveiled a banner saying, "Happy 21st birthday, Will."
Aww,
and there was cute. A picture of myself... on this banner, which covers the whole house.
Billy Bollocks.
Nice little middle class neighbourhood that I'm understanding about myself. And on the picture, it's more of a visual gag.
Go on, okay.
But I was pointing to my face with both of my middle fingers.
Right.
So like that.
So you were flipping the bird.
Flipping the bird.
You weren't pointing, were you? You just had your two fucking middle fingers.
Yeah, I was flipping them. Yeah, I was flipping these birds.
Yeah.
And and then I got back, shock face. Mum was like, "What's the problem?" I was like, I'm swearing in that. She was like, "Oh my god, I thought you were pointing at your face." And this thing had been up for 2 days until the whole neighbour.
You kept wondering why you were getting egged all the time.
Yeah.
That actually reminds me of a story of my nan. I think I told you about it. Robbie will like this. My nan and granddad, they're not the most lovable couple. Do you know what I mean? You know when you get old couples, they're very lovable, they're very much in love.
Yeah.
My nan and granddad don't give a shit, never kiss, never do any of that stuff. Very cold. They stay together just for us mainly. Like, so.
Yeah.
So, love is in the air. Anyway, my nan has just got a box of birthday cards that she's accumulated over time and not used.
Yeah.
So when it's someone's birthday, get one out of the box and got to go to the shop. Do you know what I mean?
Good idea.
And she gave one to my granddad last year. And my granddad opened it up and was like, "Oh," and there was like a shine in his eye. And he pinned it up on the fridge. And we was all like, "Oh, he doesn't usually give a shit about cards." And so I picked it up off of the fridge. And my nan had got my granddad a card that said, "To my husband, if only your cock could still get as hard as your back. Or as stiff as your back." So he thought he was in there, and my nan didn't have a clue what she bought him.
I don't get how she could have even ever read that card and not and not got it.
Because she would have seen "To My Husband" in big print.
I thought that'll do.
That'll do. Yeah, yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
Yeah,
it's card roulette.
I know. So she was on it that night. What? My granddad listened to this.
Does it?
Yeah. Shout out Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
Oh, did you get any? Sorry.
Robbie, how old did you say your daughter was?
She's 4,
don't,
mate.
Don't go from me.
She's getting a bit weird.
Don't segue from that to that.
I didn't listen to your last bit.
She's 4, mate.
Do you do any like scare tactics, like to behave?
Like waterboarding?
No, but as in, like, to behave, like little techniques to keep like
rape.
My mum used to do like when Santa's on the phone.
No, not really. No, she's quite good. She's quite well behaved. Yeah, okay. Don't have to.
Oh, well, that didn't help.
Why? But I'll I wonder if you've got any good ideas. I'll just attack her if you want again.
Well, my mum did a scare tactic to me, because once I got lost in Tesco's.
Right.
And I was a big fan of Peter Pan at the time. So she told me that if I ever get lost again, Captain Hook will find me and he'll take me to Neverland.
Oh.
And I don't know what the progression from this was, but basically, then soon after that, it used to be a bit of a routine. After a bath, you know, when you're not old enough to dry yourself, I used to get out of the bath, crawl up into a little ball, like a little parcel. And my mum would drape the towel over me and then tell me a story about how Captain Hook would steal me.
Oh, wow.
But then Peter Pan would get me back in time for bed.
Pretty deep.
We didn't sleep, I imagine.
I like Peter Pan. Captain Hook was my favourite one anyway.
So. Well, thank you for that. Two Door Cinema Club. What you know? Two Door Cinema Club, what you know. Do you know what, Will?
What?
Do you know how I'm feeling?
Oh,
I'm feeling a little bit annoyed. I'm feeling a bit ranty.
He wants to keep it in, but he really bloody can't. Hey, hey. Just
I still appreciate that jingle, Tom.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for the effort that you you went to
above and beyond
to mug me off. So have we got a little little bit back and beat for this? Oh yeah,
Air Friday. It's the first week I didn't do that.
Yeah, no. Oh. Well, we've done it now. Robbie, I don't know if you've been in the show for this part before, have you?
No, this is new.
Rant. I have a little bit of a grumble.
Is that like on your YouTube?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, we thought why not exploit that and do it here as well.
Milk it.
So, multiple platforms. Do you know what's been annoying me this week, guys and dolls?
No!
Christmas lights. Okay, but no, I'm not just going to go... I'm not going to go cliche Christmas lights. I'm going to go half-hearted attempts at Christmas lights, right?
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to hang a few icicles from your window, do it, right? It's minimal, it's lovely, right? You can tell you've thought about it. It even looks a little bit stylish. And if it's December, do you know what? You've earned it. You've waited all year, bang them up. It'll make the kids smile, and to be honest, I enjoy seeing people get a bit festive. On the other hand, if you're going to go totally fucking nuts and cover your house in coloured LEDs and flashing snowmen... That is also fine.
Love that.
I assume by the way you built it up that you were going to have a go at them.
Yeah, clever.
Magic. As long as they do it in December, absolutely fine. When January comes down, rip them down, prick, please. Do you know what I mean? Don't keep them up. And, there's a large lorry going past.
Full of Christmas lights.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Anyway, the thing I don't like, right, I really, really hate it when people are half-arsed at decorating.
Mm.
So not minimal, not massive, they're in the middle, right? For example, someone near me has 3 stars already nailed to the front of the house. Nailed to the front, just in the middle. I don't know how it still works, to be honest. Nailed to the front of the house in no pattern, no order, no nothing. It looks disgusting. Just a star up to the left, one in the middle, one up far right, just off skew. Looks disgusting and makes me feel a bit ill.
Abstract.
I mean, if Santa comes to that house, is he really going to trust those carrots and cookies? Do you know what I mean? Is he fucked? I wouldn't trust a house that just scatters shit all over the front, would you?
You've got to put a bit of effort in, haven't you?
I don't know. I mean, if I was Santa and I saw that shoddy decorated house, I'd probably... go to Tom's, go to that house you were talking about last week, get those eggs, Tom, and use them on that house. So that's my first rant over. Half-hearted attempts at Christmas lights.
It is bad.
Yeah. We do the icicles from the front of our house. That's about it.
And you've got quite a lovely house, so I imagine that nothing but compliments it.
Yeah. I think it looks pretty good.
Robbie, do you decorate outside?
We've got a new house. I'm not sure how to decorate this one, but we've got a bit of outdoor space that could do some outdoor decorating. But we traditionally have been in internal decorations only, apart from a nice little holly wreath on the door.
Oh,
that's classy.
Oh,
classy.
Yeah.
Classic.
William?
We just do the traditional fairy lights maybe across the guttering. But like Robbie, we've actually moved house as well.
Guttering.
So.
Make it sound.
Yeah,
weird.
Come on.
Across the fascia boards.
The water slides.
Are you homeless?
Across the box.
Fuck off.
The next thing that has annoyed me this week is people who claim that my job is just making videos in my bedroom.
Go.
Yeah, so this one goes out to Ellie Golden.
Oh, hang on, let's have a little reload.
Go on, reload it. Yeah, Ellie, right, don't get me wrong, right, I'm not a diva. And I'm always the first one to admit that my job is a piece of piss, right? I wake up when I want, I upload YouTube videos, essentially, and I sleep when I want, right? It's the life of Riley, it really is. But Ellie referred to me as a loser for uploading videos in my bedroom.
Doesn't sound like it annoyed you or hurt you.
No, it didn't. Water off a duck's back, mate. Water off of guttering, if you will. Ellie, right, have you heard about YouTube, mate? Do you know what I mean? Has she heard about
yes.
what yeah.
Are you talking to her now?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll do it.
No, go on.
I've got it. Yes. Go on, I'll talk to you. We'll have an argument.
Ellie, have you heard about YouTube?
Yes.
That's 2015. Do you know how much money people can make from YouTube?
I'm not sure. Maybe like £6 an hour?
Back in 2007, when people did YouTube as a hobby, sure, brand me as a nerd, a geek, a loser. But it's 2015, Ellie. Do you know what I mean? Wise up, mate. Worst fucking comeback ever.
Okay.
Oh, to be fair, I can't even believe I'm having to argue with a woman who sings like she's scared of the mic.
Oh, come on. That's a bit harsh.
Don't mess with Chuff.
There we go, it's that one done.
She's really got you, hasn't she?
Not bothered.
She's from Hereford as well, which...
I don't give a shit, Will.
No, I mean...
Well, I do not give a shit.
I'm sticking up for you!
How is that sticking up for
me? Because she's making out she's being a gangster, but she's actually from Hereford, which traditionally just makes cider.
Oh,
that's
God.
All they do?
Yeah.
They just...
So she's lucky she got out of there.
Cider bumpkins.
What?
They might say cider bumpkins.
And another thing this annoyed me this week. Another thing.
Not more.
Right. Oh, come on.
God, you're annoyed this week.
Oh, bad week.
Yeah, I've come in all pent up, full of angry beans, unlike your beans that are normal, full of angry beans.
Soybeans. Have a good night.
I like this. It's like it's like in the Blues Brothers, that sort of gospel church. Hey, hallelujah. Why are you angry?
Angry beans.
A really angry church.
Preacher, brother.
Yeah.
Well, are you full of angry beans?
No, brother, mate. I hear you.
Brother, mate.
Don't do the accent.
Yeah. No, something that annoys... The last thing that annoys me are fangirls. Right?
Oh.
Bit controversial, because I think I would be out of a job if I didn't have my own select few fangirls, Eve. But I just really dislike when Zalfi fans or One Direction fans or Beliebers, they tweet me as if I'm going to care. I know you're thinking, oh, well, obviously you care because you're bringing it up on the radio.
I wasn't going to say that.
It's very easy.
Have a good one.
Oh, yeah, look, I've been given this platform. It's very easy just to fucking just say what's on my mind, right? I don't care. They're wasting their own time. Like, you know that Alfie video that I said I shared and I put, oh, for fuck's sake?
The stinky farts.
Yeah, I just put, oh, for fuck's sake. Some girl put back, you are fucking out of order, you should die, and your mum is a bitch. That's like, yeah, wow. She is, but you don't know her.
Did you die?
Thing is, you will die. So you, I mean, no, you, as in you
so
will.
So the joke's on her.
Yeah. So it's like, you should die. Well, I will. So
thank you. Yeah. Compliments.
So will my mum. So double win for you. But I just don't understand it. Why do they? They're kids, aren't they? Why do they think I'm going to be bothered? But I'm up making money of a night time while they're begging their mum for an extra 30 minutes to stay awake to see if Ant and Dec kicks their favourite at the jungle. Get the bed.
Wow. But yeah, but Zalfi and just in general is just it's like a money making juggernaut, isn't it? And when's it going to stop?
It's just so plastic and fake and clean and rank and that is pretty bang on.
Me and Robbie don't get it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know who they are.
He's got a little dog,
right?
And he always does wacky stuff. look at my dog. It's up on his hind legs. Every fucking dog does, aren't you?
It's a nice dog, though.
It is a nice dog. It's a nice pug.
Anything getting on your nerves this week, Robert?
Not really. Pretty happy. But in general, on the subject of families, I tell you what I hate. I was thinking, what do I hate then? I hate baby on board stickers on cars.
Yeah.
I don't mind, like... People think, oh, yeah, I get it, you don't like it. But I don't mind the ones that say things like Little Princess on board or things like that. Those are fine. It's the ones that dress themselves up as safety announcements.
Right.
They annoy me because no one's ever gone, oh, I went round that car because it's got a baby on board sticker. And for ages, I think it's people saying, oh, look at me, I've had a kid. Amazing.
Yeah.
What I think. But then someone said to me, and it almost got me this, they said, well, no, the reason is that if there's a crash... then the fire brigade will know to look for a kid in the car. And for a bit I was going, okay, well, that's fair enough, I no longer hate it. Then I thought, hang on, wait a minute. That only works if you take the baby on board sticker off your car every time there isn't a baby in it. But if you've got it parked otherwise and there's someone crashed into it, there'd be firemen risking their lives for this non-existent baby. It must be in there. He's got a sticker on the car. Let's send another man in. The five are already dead. No, send another one in. No baby. Yeah. So, yeah.
Whenever I hear the phrase baby on board, it reminds me of Homer Simpson's band.
The B-Sharp.
The B-Sharp.
Yes!
Baby on board. How I adore
end. Yeah.
Shabba.
Yeah, the band.
Will.
Yeah.
I never really ask you this, mate, but have you got anything that's annoyed you recently?
Struggling for time, are you? No, just this week I got annoyed by that Ellie Goulden thing. It really riled me up as well. I was just on your side. Wanted to
get your own rant.
Will, if I am struggling for time, on air, probably best not to say a story that I've already covered quite a bit.
No, but I'm just saying that we're all together. We're a unit on this. We don't come here 4 till 6. It's a weekly 24/7 thing.
I'll tell you a story that I found quite amusing. Bringing it back to family, I've got this cousin called Reese. I don't think you've actually ever met him, have you, Tom? Reese? No, you haven't. Anyway, right? Have you met him, Reese?
Is he the one that does the illustrations?
No, he's not that clever. He's quite dumb, bless him, and he looks like Wayne Rooney.
If you listen,
no, he is quite dumb. He looks like Wayne Rooney when he goes to Spain and foreign countries like that. Tourists often ask him for a picture. He genuinely looks a bit like Wayne Rooney.
Oh, wow.
And when he's happily settled down now, but when he was single, me and him would go out on the pool, a couple of lads, and he would always do fantastically with the women, just because he just reeked confidence, mate. Like, he would say to me, like, oh yeah, we're going out tonight, and I'd be like, yeah, alright. He'd be like, yeah, I'll pick you up in 45 minutes. It'd turn up 15 minutes late, only 15 minutes late, so I'd be like, Reese, why are you late, mate? He's like, well, got a match, didn't I, just as I left. It's like, well, how does that slow you down 15 minutes? It'd pop round there. Jump on, do the job, come round, go straight out. Anyway, right, because he had this big sexual history, he had to go to hospital one day, and he didn't tell me why. And then I get a text about an hour later going, Jack, got the big C. So I was like, oh, what? So I've called him up, and I've gone, don't fucking text me that, Rick. Call me and tell me that. And he went, can't believe it, mate, I got chlamydia. Well, that's not the big C! That is not the big C! That's the little C! So that annoyed me, and got the big C. I was worried for a good 2 minutes. Bless him. We're going to a song now.
Yeah, this is my personal favourite, Adele with Hello!
Oh, you didn't get it last week, so you can have it now.
Thanks.
Tom's requested song Hello by The Maccabees, The Maccabees cover. But just to cheer him up, we have actually got Adele coming on at the end of the show.
That's pointless.
She's coming in.
Why is it pointless?
Well, he's done it now. The song's been played. Everyone's bored of it.
Well, no, they're not.
I was trying to help Adele out. You know, get some more single sales, and then you guys come in here with your small shirts and play that song.
Small shirts?
I was going to say something else, and I thought that's just pointlessly crude. Carry on. Cool. Keep the tempo up, boys.
I can't believe how upset he's got that we haven't played Adele.
Sorry, but mate.
Is that song deep embedded within
I just like the song, guys, and I big it up, and then you guys come in here with your tiny shirts.
I've not heard it yet.
You knew it was going to happen.
I've not heard it yet.
What?
No.
I didn't. I thought you guys had grown up, but.
Oh, have you not heard it?
No.
Oh, well.
How does it go?
It's awesome.
It goes like that, but just Adele singing it. That was a cover of that song.
Yeah. Imagine a good song being murdered. That's what that was.
I thought that was better than the original, didn't you, Jack? Well.
Yeah, it's probably 10 times better.
I've not heard the original, but I would agree.
Yeah, you know it.
Should we read some tweets?
God.
Tweets.
Well, I don't know if it's time for tweets. Nah. I was going to say a story about my nan. Like, does anyone else here... Do anyone else agree that grandparents get more and more racist as they grow older?
100%.
I don't know if they... Well, do they? Or is it just that they get less and less uncensored?
I don't know.
If they want to be uncensored, get them down to FUBAR.
Well, my nan, she comes out with words that she cannot say.
And maybe you shouldn't say them either.
A different time, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, Tom's so worried. But I mean, like, because I always say to her, nan, you can't say that, that's racist. I say that about 5 or 6 times. And she came in one day when I was watching The Chase. And you know, The Dark Destroyer, yeah. The chaser, the only black chaser on there. My nan walked in and went, see, I'm not prejudiced because he's my favourite chaser. That means nothing. She went, and I quite like Will from The Voice. Oh, well, fair play to you, nan. Like, yeah. You've overcome them hurdles in your life, yeah. Obviously. I don't know what that is about old people getting a bit racist.
No one's ever said, I'm not being racist, but I don't follow it with something that's not racist. Yeah. It's never like, I'm not being racist, but I believe all people should have equal opportunities regardless of their colour and creed. Yeah. No one ever says that. Yeah. It's always something horrific.
But when they say, I'm not being funny, they actually never are funny afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, that is true. You're not being funny. I didn't think you were.
Yeah, you never are.
Yeah. Maybe that's how we should start our shows, Ethan. I'm not being funny, but this is the Jagmate Show. Oh dear. Now we've got Franco Fraze coming up here. I'm looking at my wrist. I'm not wearing a watch. What's the time, William?
It's 16:46.
Oh, we've got Franco Fraze coming up in an hour. Robbie, what's it like to be a dad?
It's alright, yeah. I love it. Absolutely love it.
What's the hardest part? Because people, is it the sleep?
When you have a kid, like, the first 2 weeks are brutal, horrific, and then it's just like, what do you do? Because you still get given a human, and all you have to do is not kill it, which is like quite a lot of pressure, because there's no instructions, you just sort of sit there for a bit, but then after like a couple of weeks, it sort of calms a bit, but then after like 12 weeks, my daughter was like sleeping through the night. You got a question, Will?
Yeah, a question from Will, producer Will. What was the first experience of changing a nappy? I can imagine that being a horrific experience.
It's all right, because I don't know how interesting this is to readership, but in the early days, the nappy is... It's all right, because all they're having is milk, and it's not too bad.
Oh, right.
Once they have solid food, then it gets a bit worse. But it's all right. I mean, it's...
It's all right.
It's not.
I'm bored. Go on, take a shit.
You get a lot of guys particularly going... Yeah, a lot of guys particularly moaning about... Parenting, it's horrific. And you have to make this awful small talk with dads in the park. We go, kids, eh? And you go, don't talk to me, mate. I'm just here. And it's just terrible. But it's, I love it.
Yeah. Is it different? Oh, I don't know. Sorry if these like questions are coming across cliche. Raising a boy, is it much different to raising a girl?
I don't know. Well, I've got a boy and a girl. I don't know if the kids are different or if it's, if it's just their personalities or I haven't got enough of a sample to fully make a decision that. There's some like technique differences. For example, girl, you have to wipe front to back, that's the rule. When you do nappies.
Right.
Boys, doesn't matter, do what you like.
Do what you like.
I mean, you still wipe, but like
wipe from head to toe, boys.
Do what you like, yeah. I mean, oh no, you don't go like all
put
that
the
way
tissue
up, yeah.
On the table and wipe the boy on the tissue.
Yeah. Drag on the carpet.
Hose it down in the garden. you can sort of it's yeah, I don't know. I mean, my son is a lot more sort of like running around crazy sort of thing, and the girl's a bit more sedate. I don't know if that's girl-boy tendencies or just my particular children.
So in one sentence or a little bit more, it's up to you, give me some...
I'll take on the one sentence challenge. Yeah.
Give me, Tom and Will, advice for if and when we have our first child.
Collectively.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's really good. Yeah, I thoroughly recommend it. At the right time, I wouldn't rush into it. I mean, there's no rush. I just try and.
How old were you when you had your first?
2011. It would have been she's 4. I don't know, about 34-ish, I guess.
Yeah.
Or 33, maybe.
Are you planning? Are you planning to have more?
I would like to have more, and my wife would not. And it's quite a sore topic. So let's not get too into it in the minute. Yeah, I'd keep going. I'd be one of those weird, like, people on documentaries that have, like, 60 kids and stuff like that.
Just keep having them.
Yeah, I just really like it. It's nice. Oh. And you've got such a small window of, like, my daughter's 4, and she's probably, by the time she's a teenager, not going to want to hang around with you. So we've basically got her life she's had so far, like, twice more, and then she's going to just... Go
it's
away.
Yeah.
Don't hang around with you. So you've got quite a small window of enjoying it.
Yeah.
Plus, the more kids you have, the more likely one of them will be able to look after you when you're incontinent an hour later.
True.
So you've got some spares if anything goes wrong.
It's a numbers game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jack, how many kids do you want?
Do you know what? 2.
Okay.
I'll do it in the order Robbie did it.
Yeah.
It's got to be boy first, girl second.
Because the boy is after the girl.
Is that the order?
No. I'd go first.
Oh, second. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have a boy first.
Oh, I'd have sorry, mate.
I'd rather the girl first. Because the girl looking after the brother is less. I think the brother can be weirdly protective, and it's just a bit like nasty.
The girl, we were talking about when brothers and sisters get a little too close.
We weren't talking about that.
No, last week we were.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit weird.
This isn't a weird question. Stop making everything weird. Yeah. This is a normal question. Would you like it if? Sorry, what are their name? Yeah. Otto and Kitty. Otto and Kitty, if they were like. How close do you want them to be? Because obviously you have like, wait. So me and my sister, we're like, I'll stick up for her, she'll stick up for me. Yeah. But if she ever like put her arm around me, I'll be like, that's weird. Like that is weird. Where Tom knows like a couple,
where they're going in the pub, that they wouldn't be weird if one's sitting in the other one's lap.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's rank.
I think as friendly as they want to be, I think is good, within reason. But like, I know someone who I won't name, a friend, and his family are a bit they're fairly horrendous and he is we went to the theatre once and his sister who's very nice but I say they're a little bit crude, they're walking, my friend whose name I can't say was sat down and she walked past and then just sort of grind on his lap, went, oh sorry mate, as she was going past and then walked on to her own brother. I was going, that's weird. You know, you're at the theatre or something and you see these horrific people and like, oh god, look at those people. That we were like that group. We were basically the people you hate. And I thought, that's weird.
That is weird.
So I wouldn't like that.
Oh, that's very weird.
Fair enough. Tom, I want to prod you for another family story, mate.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I have the older brother.
Yeah.
I have an older brother. That's weird.
Yeah.
I have an older brother, Jim.
Yeah.
And I used to be a little bit bullied by him.
Yeah. Well, it comes with a job, doesn't it?
I was the wussy kid.
Yeah. Still are.
I used to have a little technique, though. A little tip for you if you're the wussy kid.
Go on.
If your brother's punching you in the... it's somewhere in the house. All you do is... You go,
cry.
This used to be me. I go... Jim, stop hitting me in the living room! Tell your parents where you are, so they can locate you very fast.
You are a little snide.
Yeah, I was. But he used to like, if you play FIFA, I score a goal, he'd smack me with the controller, start the game again. I wasn't looking, I wasn't trying. It was very intense.
Oh my god.
But that's why I think I'm so solid and tough and rough and ready now, you know? I'm just ready for a fight. Constantly.
I've got a younger brother, we used to have fights. Not like... proper like knives and stuff, but just like bit of fighting. I think it's all right, healthy.
Yeah, it is healthy. Isn't it? Yeah. My sister used to beat me up.
Did and she?
She's 3 years younger than me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nah, she had it. She packed a punch, mate. A punch. Yeah. But no. Fair enough. That I'd find that a little bit snidey, to be honest, Tom.
What if you have to defend yourself any way you can.
You in those moments, that's when you truly learn if you're a man or not, and you aren't.
Well.
You never will be now.
Well, ship sailed. I defended myself. I'm still here today, and I like to just think that technique probably saw me through years.
Well, your brother wasn't going to kill you, was he?
Well, you didn't see the glint in his eye, Jack. That's the thing.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, he was a nasty little bugger. But now we're pals!
Well, that's a nice round story that finished happier than I thought it was going to be. Here's the Witches with a nice happy song, Grave Dweller.
Because we all die. And that was The Witches with Grave Dweller. If you just joined us, we're just talking to Robbie about some family stories. And if you enjoyed it, and Robbie's lovely lovely voice, you got a podcast, haven't you, Robbie?
Yeah, I've got a parenting podcast called Milk Faced.
I've listened to it.
My friend Sally, who's won an Emmy, so she must.
Won an Emmy?
Yeah, I know. How weird's that?
What'd she do for that?
She worked on a show with Anthony Bourdain, a chef.
Okay.
In America, and I used to live with her for like 7 years. She's my housemate, and then she went to America, won an Emmy. It's a bit like me winning an Emmy. It makes a mockery.
I've listened to you. I very much enjoyed it. I found you both bloody amusing.
We're lazy. We're back on it next week.
Oh, you're gonna do
it's
it?
Back
yeah.
on, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
You got a topic for the first week, or
we've got a guest. We've got a few things lined up. We interview Kelly Shirley, an actress. She's in EastEnders. We're gonna talk to her about her twins.
Ooh.
We're gonna talk to a gay guy who adopted kids about adopting children.
Nice.
So there you go.
Nice. You go. You're coming back strong.
We're coming back strong. Someone else, but I don't know what we're gonna talk to her about yet.
Well, I look forward to hearing it, Robbie.
Yeah, well, and that's
amazing.
Just on iTunes, is it?
It's on iTunes and other podcast things that you want.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anything you want.
Milk faced.
Well, we're back, and we did six shows, and we're back for the seventh. And you know what, Jack, couldn't be here without you, so we wanted to do a little thank you, Jack. This is your life. Have you comfortable, Jack?
I have no idea what's going on.
Exactly, secret segment. nothing to be afraid of. But
Let me just explain that when on the radio, when people say secret segments, like they make out the host doesn't know. I genuinely have no idea what this is.
In the running order, it purely says secret segment.
Okay, so I'm excited.
You should be. There's been a lot of work gone into this.
Yeah. Do you know what This Is Your Life is, Jack? Or
yeah.
Will you explain to some of the listeners maybe that are a bit younger, they might not know what it is?
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it not just where you just talk about the person's life and their greatest achievements and you just big them up?
Yes.
But other people talk about it as well. An array of people that are featured in your life.
So we've done six shows together.
Yeah.
And obviously that's quite a big achievement. But along the way, the three of us, and Robbie, four of us included, have met some special people.
Yeah.
I've been speaking to some of them, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Or are you just...
No, generally am. So, Jack, can you tell me who this is?
Do you recognise this voice?
Hang on, I'll do that again.
Do you recognise this voice?
Who could that be?
Well, obviously I recognise that voice. He's standing to my left here, isn't he? Robbie Knox.
Well,
we'll see what he has to say. A little message.
Who is it?
No, it's not Mr. Bean. It's a man who comes down to your radio show for reasons I don't understand and just kind of sits there. Look, I'm in the room now. It's me, Robbie Knox. I've been a great fan of yours for a long time, Jack. I like the bits on the internet where you just set up a camera and you talk at it. Now, a lot of people would do some kind of production or think of a format, but you don't need to, do you? You just slag something off for a bit and wait for the internet money to hit your bank account. That's just brilliant. Don't really know what else to say. Tom sort of just texted me during the week and asked me to do this, but didn't really explain it very well, so I don't quite know what it is, and I don't really know how he got my number, if I'm honest. I think I might have to get a new phone. Can you hang on a second? I'm just going to drink some milk. Have you ever had milk? It's nice.
Milk faced.
Oh, a little plug.
Yeah, it didn't be accidental.
No, cheers to that, Robbie. Nice words.
Yeah,
nice
words.
Well, pretty bang on.
You're
as well.
Welcome.
Ah, nice.
And we have, someone else's.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Oh, there's more.
Ah.
Who's this?
Okay.
Hi, Jack. Do you recognise this voice?
Do you recognise that voice?
Who could that be?
I think that's producer Adam.
Is it now?
Yeah. Is it? Well, let's find out.
Do you remember the time I spelt your name with only one A? It's me, producer Adam.
There we go, correct.
Lovely stuff. That's all the memories he has of you.
Oh, is that it's me, producer Adam.
I spelt your name wrong, you picky bastard.
Oh, cheers, Adam. Yeah, enjoyed that.
That's two out of two so far.
Yeah, he's smashing it.
Lovely work.
Should we get number three?
Yeah, well, there's been producers. Mm-hmm. There's been
talent,
but there's also there's also been we've had a few guests.
We'll give them.
Do you recognise my voice?
Now, what Welsh person?
Schaefer Bates.
Correct.
Schaefer Bates.
He's recorded a lovely little message.
Yeah,
it's me, Schaefer Bates, and I was recently on your show, Jack. If an enthusiastic hand job was a person, you would most likely be it.
Yeah.
Love you, mate.
What's that message? And he really meant that, I think.
Yeah. If an unenthusiastic hand job was a person, that would be me.
Yeah, a lazy hand job.
Do you know what? I mean, I'll take that from Schaefer. Yeah. I'll take that, yeah. No, fair enough.
Do you want to give him a big shout out? Oh, he had a big announcement this week, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, well done on getting your...
Should we give him a clap?
Getting your E4 pilot, Schaefer. I hope they chuck loads of money at you to make many an episode. That's Schaefer Bates. Not sure when the show's coming on, but I think it's going to be called Icon. Schaefer Bates, Icon. Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Well, yeah, best of luck, Schaefer, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks for your words, mate.
Now moving on, you've got 3 out of 3 so far.
Enchanté.
I'm going to get them all, aren't I?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think you will.
I actually don't think you will.
You smug little shit.
I'll bet you a pint of cider you won't.
Go on, Em.
It's me, Schaefer Bates.
I guarantee. I know. Yeah, go on.
Hi, Jack. Do you recognise this voice?
Oh!
Ba, ba, ba.
Who could that be?
Oh.
Go on, play again.
No.
I guarantee I'll get all of them.
Hi, Jack. Do you recognise this voice?
Oh.
Who could...
Oh, is that Laura?
Oh. I thought you said you were going to get all of them.
Do you remember that time when I bought in 2 glasses of water instead of 3? It's me, producer Laura.
See all these memories they have with you, Jack. They really love you.
We love you here at FUBAR.
Yeah. Both of them have been about you moaning as well. Not enough A's and not enough waters.
I haven't really spoke to Laura much, but I've got one memory of it's more so me. It's not anything she did. She probably hasn't got a clue. But I remember when I went out into the little room where she sits there, and I was like, Laura, did you see which one of these is my water? Because I couldn't remember which one I was drinking. Obviously, she's not going to see that. And then she went, no. And then I went, oh, you had one job, but as a joke.
Yeah.
But then I walked off, so it just made me seem like, oh, you had one job to look at my water. You didn't. Oh, God.
She's just walked in now, so she hasn't had any of that. She probably just thinks she's slacking her off.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Nah, I like her.
Okay, so that's 4 out of 4 so far.
That's good of you.
Moving on to number 5.
Numero 5.
The pressure's on now. Yeah. Who is this?
Hi, Jack. Do you recognise this voice?
I mean...
That's a hard one.
He's also from Wales, I think.
That's bloody Hugh, isn't it? Is it?
Yeah. It's not me.
Hugh
it's
Stevens.
It's not me. Oh, sorry.
Oh, what? Who?
Hugh Stevens?
I've bloody forgot his last name.
Oh, no. So you got it wrong.
No,
you get one more chance to rectify it. Stop him going on his phone.
How do I not? Hugh Joseph.
He didn't get it right the first time, but
go on.
I remember the first time we met. I could see you watching me out of my peripheral vision, and then when I came over to you, you wouldn't stand up, and I believe it was because you had an erection and you were embarrassed. But then I forced you to stand up, and it turned out you didn't have an erection. You just have a very, very, very big package downstairs. And I know it's probably weird to talk about this now, but I think about it a lot. I don't know if you think about it a lot, but if you want to get together sometime and think about it together, that's fine. It's totally up to you. I really, really fucking hope you recognise his voice.
Oh, of course I recognise that lovely voice. That's.
I like the clapping at the end of it. Is he clapping himself? Or was he clapping himself? I don't know what he might have done.
And I do apologise for getting your...
Getting it wrong. Hugh Stevens.
That was Hugh Joseph from the Friday Social.
Well, that's 5 out of 5 then, sir.
That's 5 out of 5.
I don't know, because you got it wrong, didn't you?
No,
we'll give him that. He got there.
Half a point.
Half a point.
Moving on to number 6 now. Can you recognise this voice?
Easy, Jack. Do you recognise this voice?
Or,
I mean, maybe we should have put them slightly more apart from each other, but...
throwing a spanner in the works there, haven't I?
I recognise it more because I associate it with Ed Sheeran. Michael Payne!
Yeah.
But are you correct?
I don't know.
Yo, Jack, I remember when we first met, it was actually online, and you were a bit of a prick to me, actually. You trolled me, so we had a bit of an online spat, and then you interviewed me for your online channel on Google, and that was probably even more awkward. Who the fuck am I?
On Google.
God. I love how he just slagged me off throughout that, and then to make me feel better, he went, "Who the fuck am I?" at the end. He just slagged me off.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
he knows who he is.
At least that video's on Google.
Yeah. Oh,
this last one is the one which I think.
No, sorry, Tom. I don't want to interrupt. We've actually got two more.
Oh, two more. So I've got 6 out of 6 so far.
Yeah,
but if you get one wrong, then.
I think we started easy, Tom.
Then this is over.
Okay.
Bill blows up.
We started easy, didn't we? We started in the room with Robbie, of course.
Well, things have been relatively easy, mate, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we put a lot of work into this with Tom, so.
Next week, you don't bother.
All right, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
You're so moody.
All right, then, are you going to get everyone right? Who's this, you smart fuck?
Hi, Jack. Do you recognise this voice?
Oh, who's that?
Well, obviously, I recognise this.
Yeah, go on, then.
That's bloody Julia.
Who?
Nah.
What?
Gone.
Junat. Go on, play it again.
Play it again. Who is it?
Hi, Jack. Do you recognise this voice?
Oh, not so smart now, are we?
Oh, he's not so confident in his tower.
You look a bit white in the face, mate.
Ooh. This is crucial.
Can you genuinely be serious? Is it one of the two guesses?
I'm waiting for you to find an answer.
You can phone a friend.
It's Julia.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see if you're wrong.
All right. You ready? Is that your final answer?
I once served you a pizza and you asked to have no apple. It's me, Kerry, from Shilly Beers.
Fucking Abby!
Wow. Sit down, you slag.
She'll be so upset. She's going to put so much fucking apple on your pizza next
you
time.
You sad fuckers.
Now, what? Why are we sad?
You went next door and
we're rock and roll.
You went next door and got a soundbite off Kelly next door.
Kerry, not Kelly. Come on, that's a respect.
She's listening in.
All right, maybe you can redeem yourself for the last one. I don't even know what the last one is.
How am I going to get there? It was the pizza girl from next door I spoke to twice.
She's got a life outside that pizza.
You're going to get them all right.
It's definitely going to be. It's going to be like the corner shop's uncle's dad who moves to fucking.
Have you been looking at the answers?
Oh, shut up! Go on, play it.
Well, the next one kind of gives it away in the thing, but you know, after 6 weeks, I said I'd reveal a little secret to you.
Yeah.
Who does the idents?
Yeah.
Well, I've only been on the bloody blower, and I.
Go on.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hijacked. You recognise this voice? No, and you never will.
Because it will always remain a secret. And that is a lesson to all of you, all right?
That's Mark Dolan.
That's not Mark. That's definitely not Mark Dolan.
If you played that before, I probably would have said, just don't.
All right, Tom. Sorry.
Kidding. It was great.
Thanks for your help on that feature, Tom.
who was
brutal
that?
Here, isn't it? Just
who
push anyone under a train.
7 out of 8, was it?
Yeah, who seven. It? Who was that? You never know.
But I want to know.
What's the point,
then? But I want to know.
Because you're just getting angry and it makes me happy.
Oh, that's weekly rant. That's the bit you should tune in for.
Do you remember how happy and friendly everyone was at week one?
Oh, shut up, Robbie.
You're coming in with milk all over your face.
Knocking all over the place.
But that was just to celebrate the 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't
great. I can't wait for 12 week why should I appreciate that?
There's people in the office in tears out there.
That's terrible.
She brought you water. He gave you another ray.
She
took apple off your pizza.
Oh, don't give a shit.
You didn't want apple. She took it off. She threw it away.
Michael Payne slagged me off. Yeah. Hugh Joseph say that I've got a big penis, which I'm thankful for, but still I don't want it brought up on the air.
Put it down then.
Why didn't you two say nice words?
Because you know our voices.
I'm not going to know, Robbie Knox has got one of the most
familiar. Jack, close your eyes.
Go on.
Do you recognise this voice?
Oh, Ellie, thanks for coming in.
I'm so sorry for the online spat. I actually think you're really great. And your bedroom looks smashing anyway, so well done for all your videos.
Thanks, Ellie.
Don't put the voice until the end. See, there you go. It's not from Ellie.
I heard of that. When Tom... on my bit that I didn't understand what this was for, still don't quite know what's happening.
For a hilarious seg.
We do have these things on our show which we brand as segments, but they have no content.
I quite like it. Don't get me wrong, but I don't understand what's happening.
I think we'll bring this back every week.
I think we'll ingrain that with a 30-minute pub quiz, and I think we're onto a winning format. So.
Yeah. The same people every week.
Smashing.
It's a different order.
Oh, so we've got Franco Frey's coming up soon.
Yes, we do.
We're going to go to one of his songs very shortly. What is the theme for next week? Have we got one yet, guys?
We haven't yet.
Well, I reckon...
I've got some ideas. I've got some big plans.
I've got some big ideas. I reckon, for all you lot listening, if you can tweet in at FUBAR Radio or at Jack with two A's, let us know what kind of themes would you like to see. Obviously, today's is loosely around family. We had Halloween before that. We had sports, I think, before that. It's all been good. It's all been a lot of fun.
Yep.
Let us know some theme ideas. And up now, we are going to go to Franco Frey's with Treasures.
Treasure.
And I don't really care who I replace. I told you a million times that I'll never lie until I went green.
face. I couldn't stop looking into your eyes as I wiped aside the food from your face. I felt like going in for a quick kiss on the lips, but I felt too weak to embrace. I gave you space to move and escape. You told me that you moved slowly on the first date. True, you moved smooth and with grace. You moved the mood to allude to a chase. So I ran home, threw on my tracksuit, started to chase, and then you ran with that too. You had me hooked with a picture you took when you sang Wu-Tang and said they're your best rap crew. When you said that, you cried over that tune. Couldn't lie, but I cried over that too. I even fell for your stubborn side, arguing all night, telling me that black's blue. She didn't need to try sway me. I didn't push her or try to convince her. She got me hook, line, and sinker. The boat of a looker and the mind of a thinker. I'm running around since it's all begun. I have found you're the one treating me dumb. I allowed you to make me a joke. I'm becoming a clown. Your stubborn half now has moved into two thirds. Won't let me speak when we need a few words. You can't expect me to know what I've done wrong unless you give me a few clues first. Found a lover and I found a friend. Then you wound me up and drove me round the bend. Now and then I tell my pals, and when we argue again, you say it's down to them. That we are, nothing's changed. We'll be the same when we're 83. Me trying hard to butter you up. You sat there in your chair hating me. We will look back and laugh at the past with our kids driving us mad. And I'll smile wide feeling pride while I'm thinking about the good time that we've had. As much as you are a pain in the neck, you're a pain that I like and a pain I accept. Much as you love to get on my nerves, I told you straight when I put it in words. I've been wound up, made out I'm a clown, but I know that I will be proud when we're wound up. I'm feeling blessed that I found love and we got good foundations around us.
Franco Frey's there with Treasures. Oh, it's got that little bit. Directed by Tom Cronin, very good director.
Obviously, YouTube ripped. Oh. Not to kill your professionalism there, Jack, but I want money for that, mate. You owe me 99p.
That's his fault, mate. His producer's fault.
Well, there you go, look. It's all getting aired out now.
How you doing,
well,
Frank?
I've done my bit for the legality. I'm off. See you later. I'm good, mate. Thanks for having me.
That's
pleasure.
All right, mate. That's all right. You're used to these things, aren't you?
Yeah, done a few, mate. Done a few in my time, you know what I mean? Seasoned professional and all that.
So that was Treasures.
That was
Treasures. Tell us, Frank, is that the best video purely because I'm in it?
I reckon, mate.
Yeah.
No, but that does get the best acclaim, of course, them all. Yeah, everyone sees like the videos puck up when like when it comes to like the industry and that as well. They watch it and it's good because we never try to be too clever with it. We just filmed a like family party on the theme of family. We had a family party, literally all the family in it. There's probably about 10 people in it who ain't actually related.
Spencer Wellham randomly just there.
Yeah.
What's that?
Which, to be fair, don't sound too good when you look at how many people are in the video and we say that they're basically all related to us. But yeah, no, everyone who watches it from the industry and all that sort of type, they always say like the authenticity of the video, how real it looks, how it makes them feel like when they had family parties or when they, do you know what I mean? The authenticity is there. So I think so, yeah. And the mad thing with that video was, on the day, literally on the morning we went to shoot the video, me and my cousin Sonny, going back to family, who's also my manager, but we had no plan for it at all, yeah? Like, literally, we had no DJ, no venue, nothing. And we pulled it all out of the bag last minute.
Really?
Yeah, like, when that DJ, we rang the geezer up. He used to go out with me, Missy's sister. And we rang him up. He's like, oh, yeah, mate, I know this is a long shot. I don't suppose you can bring the DJ down, like, to bring the decks down, all that, like. And he was like, oh, funny enough, it's my day off. So, yeah, all panned out nicely.
That's the beauty of it, though, isn't it? It's a tight-knit little thing, really, isn't it? Mm. Like, you're not becoming too big for that. You're still, yeah, your family orientated as...
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
pretty lovely.
Well, this is the thing, sorry, bro, but this, I waffle, sorry. But the ethos of that, yeah, when, like, it came to, like, taking it from a DIY thing to, like, the industry taking it on, it was nice that they said that is part of what people love and what we love. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They didn't say, look, let's take this and get rid of all that and do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the new video for the first single on the label is filmed, they specifically told me to film it the same ethos, film it in Thetford, get your powers and all that. Let's have a real authentic thing, you know what I mean? Yeah, which we did.
Well, that's nice and refreshing that they're not trying to change it.
Well, definitely, I mean, that's why, I mean, Jack showed me your stuff a while ago, and that's why I like about the videos. It's just, because it's not try hard, but it looks really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, it's not trying to be something it's not. I thought they were really nice. I was asking lots of questions about how they film certain bits of it. I think it's still really interesting to watch, and it's not, you know, it can be that kind of thing, it can look very amateur, but it doesn't at all. Yeah, it's, nice, it's done one, done in the right way.
I'm glad you see that, bro. Nice one.
Did you, Frank, now didn't you used to have long hair and be in a band?
I was in a band, yeah.
Was it rock?
Which is, yeah, it was rocky, yeah. Okay. It was like, so if you hear some of the music that is accompanying what I'm doing now, it's not like, you can see where it's come from, if you know what I mean. It's not saying this like, oh yeah, that was then, this is now, you know what I mean? Like, I've always had a massive music influence put on me, like, from the old man and that, you know what I mean? So it weren't a case of, oh, you went through a phase of this.
Yeah.
Literally, I was into, like, so many different types of music. At the time, I was in a band and they all grew their hair, and it was like, Frank, you've got to grow your hair, mate, we're going out and doing shows. So the hair grew with it, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was one of them things, like, I say to this day now, what I do now would never have happened if it weren't for that, you know
really?
What I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. If I didn't learn to play the drums, if I didn't be into that type of music, I wouldn't have all that to draw on, you know what I mean? And to be honest, I think what I do now, I like to think, you don't listen to it and think, if someone said to you, oh, you know, you used to be in a band, I don't think it'd be dissimilar hearing it to say, oh yeah, that makes sense, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think, like... I don't think I'm getting over beats that are right hard and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I like to think that anyway. That or I'm kidding myself, but it's all a big lie.
But I think probably playing the drums probably helped just with general rhythm as well, didn't it?
This is it, 100%, mate. Like, that taught me how to rap, you know what I mean? Knowing how, like, rhythms are and all that taught me all that. So, yeah, that was then. But like I say, I don't feel like it's worlds apart now. Like, I still get things. Like, I bought Frank Carter's album the other day, things like that, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I still got my ear to the ground a little bit with all that.
Well, the first time I saw you after sort of long sort of, I sort of distanced myself just for whatever reasons.
Because you don't like me. Truth comes out on radio, yeah, doesn't it?
And then you got signed. I thought, oh, Frank!
Yeah. Yo, Frank, you're going to radio, mate!
No, I actually bumped into you at an old Jake gig.
Yeah, that's right.
That surprised
yeah.
me a bit, to be fair.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's part of your charm, mate,
well,
to be honest with you.
Like I say, mate, the influence for everything, you know what I mean? Like, my old man used to play a lot of Billy Bragg and, like, the Pogues and all that.
Mm.
And it was just natural. Like, my brothers, they're all into their music, you know what I mean? Going out, they always went out live to shows and all that.
Yeah, nice. So it might sound a bit of a silly question, but what would you, if you had to, what genre are you now? Are you rap?
That hard question, mate. Yeah. I'd say rap, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like, I don't try and distance myself from rap, you know what I mean? I'm proud as punch as it being a rap thing. Like, it's where it's come from, that's what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get a lot of the old Mike Skinner comparisons, and I think, in a weird way, like, I understand it, obviously, the Mike Skinner thing, but I think it was the same for him, you know what I mean? When Mike Skinner come about with the streets, he weren't really branded in that whole rap urban category. He didn't go on camera doing freestyles and things like that, but he rapped, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's a bit of that, really.
That was actually my next question, because I've obviously shown you to a lot of my mates and stuff,
yeah.
and they've all said straight away Mike Skinner, even we had Michael Payne
just
did a show.
Just chatted to him outside,
and brought your name up, and straight away he was like Mike Skinner.
How do you
enjoy that comparison?
Yeah, like, it's one of them, like, I think when it first come about, it was a bit like, we used to say, we don't get it, like, I don't see the comparison, but obviously in a bigger picture, yeah, I totally get it. And for me, like, I do feel like it's not a bad one to have, because obviously I grew up listening to the streets, loved Mike Skinner. When I first, like, started getting a bit of heat on Radio 1, Mike Skinner followed me on Twitter, and it was like, bloody hell. Then he got me to support him at a show in Norwich, so I got on that personal level with him as well. So when people do say it, I think before it was a bit like, I don't want to come across looking like a Mike Skinner copycat, but when he embraces what you're doing, do you know what I mean? It's like as if he's saying, look, mate, I don't think you're copying me.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't mind it at all. And I do think that, really and truly, out of everything that's been in music, it's easily the most similar thing, you know what I mean? He performed with a live band, he had a bit of a ska element, he got guest vocals from Leo the Lion, like the way Tone works for me a lot, you know what I mean? Live on stage, it feels... If you see it live, it feels like a similar entity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And plus, it's the bit of the geezer thing about using, you know what I mean? It's a bit of that, innit? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm happy with that, mate.
Yeah, there's a charm in that.
Yeah.
I'd say, I don't know if it's just me, I don't know if you've had this before, I'd say a little bit Just Jack as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Jamie T.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Well, you say the Jamie T one, I think that's how the Zane Lowe thing come about as well, because it was at a time when Jamie T was coming back doing his new album, and it seemed like there was conversations as, what's going on? Like, oh, Jamie T's back about it. And I think it flipped, like, it flipped people's ears onto that sort of thing again, you know what I mean? It made people sort of look out for a bit of that. And the comparison with Jamie T, I think, from the track Underdog, is what got Zane's head turned to it. So yeah,
nice,
they're
nice.
All, I think what it is as well, like, it's one of them things when you're making music, when you're not trying to come across as a rapper, I think that's what differentiates it, like them, you know what I mean? Like Jamie T, no one really said, oh, he's trying to rap when he was rapping, you know what I mean? Mike Skinner, no one said, this fella's trying to rap, like, looked at it like it was his own entity that was rap, you know what I mean?
Like,
so,
a subgenre of that or something. Yeah, definitely.
Like you're saying, like, you got Mike, there's a few more coming about of that, so you can compare it to that own genre almost now, you know what I mean?
Sweet. Well, talking of subgenres of rap, coming up at the end of this show, me and Nozza to my left here are going to have a rap battle, and we're going to kindly ask you to be the judge.
Yes. I'm quite excited by that.
I've written some verses.
I've got some things penned down, some spitty rhymes.
Nice.
Loving the terminology there. I might bang that one for myself.
Yeah, you can have it.
Next time I'm in a meeting, I've got some new spitty rhymes up my sleeve. They're proper spitty.
Yeah, there you go. You can
bear
have that.
Tracks.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Bear tracks, Tommy.
Bear tracks.
No,
bear
but
tracks.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, sweet. Tommy, you got any questions for old Frank here? I mean, my list goes on and on, so I think I should let you have a little
word. I've got some questions, but I've actually got a little game for you and Jack to play afterwards. See how well you know each other.
Oh, okay.
Cousin versus cousin.
Uh-oh. Nice. It's the score's going to be very low in that, isn't it?
Like, no, they're quite.
What's Jack's favourite colour? Blue?
Green? They're very specific.
Bleach.
They're specific to your both of your careers, really. So how much you support each other.
No pressure.
If you don't, then you obviously don't love each other.
Frank, would you say you're the biggest thing to come out of Thetford this side of 2000?
Well, I was in a pub the other day, and this fella was naming all the legends, as he called them, and he did name check me and Rocky. As well. Ooh. Rocky Dean, who was ex-professional boxer, British. He fought for the British title, so he done really well, yeah.
Nice. I used to idolise him when I was a kid.
This is it. Yeah. I think everyone around the way does, I know. Yeah. So, yeah. No, Ian Henderson done well, I know. He's from Thetford.
Yeah.
Plays for Rochdale, played for Norwich.
Is he captain, or have I got that wrong?
No, he was their top scorer, won player this season last year. Yeah. He done well.
He's your mate, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a pal of mine, yeah. Good fella. And Thomas Paine is probably the biggest ever to come out of Thetford.
Yeah.
But that's one for the historians, you know.
Yeah,
what
I'm not too familiar, mate. Nah.
We pretend we know him in Thetford, but really, we ain't. But yeah, it's something to do with American independence, innit? But my missus bought his funny, not funny story, because that sets it up like you're going to laugh, and the other one's going to laugh because it ain't funny. But funny story in quotation marks. My missus bought a book in Cornwall the other day, and we looked through it, and it was about independence and all these things, like primary things in British history, and it name checked Thomas Paine. So.
Oh, really? From Thetford?
Yeah, so which makes me think I should probably read up about him, because he is quite a big deal.
You might be in that book next year, mate, you never know.
Fingers crossed, Jack. Well,
well, we're talking of big names. The last question I have on my little list there is obviously you've just been signed to Polydor and stuff, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What is it? We've got a cat in it.
It's that window open. Shout out window.
Who's the biggest name you've come across? Have you been starstruck? Who by?
Apart from me. I met Michael Payne outside. I met him before.
Yeah.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
No, I've. I don't know, really. Terry Venables.
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
Expecting
Eltel.
No.
Eltel. Who we met? We met a couple of people off the. Who we met, son? Oh yeah, I can't hear him. So whoever that answer was. Now we met some couple of people off the film. You know the geezer in Legend. His little sort of runabout. Tom, not Tom Hardy. His mate. I think his name's Tom as well. Out of the business.
Yeah, is Tom McGarren or something? I think you met him. It's one of them, been a few little circles, met a few of them.
You know what I mean? You feel like it's one of them things your mum loves, you know what I mean? You're like, mum, look who I met today. But I never ask them for photos, that's the trouble.
Nah, you can't really, can you?
Because it's one of them, innit? You want to be on their level, not blow it. So you've got to be all proud, even if you want their photo. Yeah.
Even if you really want Terry Venables' photo, you're like, fuck it, Terry, we're just not doing it today.
I get away with it because I always do. We've got to have a picture social for the media. Social media.
Yeah, good shout. Well, this is it. I've had a meeting about getting the old Vine and that active. So now I'm going to go, hey, mate, let's do it for Vine. So I feel like I've got a bit of a reason. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, honestly, mate, I've been so fortunate with all of it. Like, I've literally been in the more sentimental ones. It's not the bigger deal names, but like things like I've got in quite well with my football team, QPR. And to get support like that, when you're a kid, like, looking up to Rangers, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then when, like, they're embracing you, and you I had my music played on their, like, training video, and they got me in the programme. It's that real sense. Like, my old man's season ticket holder, so he's sitting there at the football. I didn't tell him, and he's reading through the programme, and he's rung me up, and he's seen me in there now. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's them things I love, you know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. You had a track played on Soccer AM as well.
This is it,
a few times.
Yeah,
you've had two of them, Football League show.
Yeah, that is the maddest one. Yeah. I didn't even know about it. I was watching Football League show, and I got through the championship and that, and then I was like, League One, I'll forward that on. And then my mates were all texting me, and I was like, bloody hell, ran back home and thought, that'll teach me, never skip over League One. Never be too big for your boots. Because it was a real good piece on there and all. It was nice. Proper nice, yeah.
Nice stuff.
But you say about Polydor, the single actually came out today, I found out today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's out on iTunes and it's out on Spotify and all that.
What's that called?
It's called Oi Oi.
Oi Oi.
Oi Oi. Have a look.
Nice.
I ain't got here to play because that's how I'm prepared. And
I would have loved to have gone to it straight away, but instead, Will's put down the very cliche Cousins by Vampire Weekend. With Cousins. I'm enjoying this family theme.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I just want to roast dinner or something now. It's just, what's wrong with that? That's a family thing.
Yeah, also spaghetti if you're Italian family.
I just want to check, are you enjoying yourself, Will?
Yeah, I'm going home tonight as well, so this is just making me really nostalgic.
You're going to go home and be greeted with a big picture of you at the
flipping
front door.
The bag.
Hopefully a big packet of Bourbons as well, Mum, because I love them.
Oh, you can get Bourbon cream now, apparently.
Spread.
Spread, that's the one. I've got no clue, I just heard Tom say it. Are you enjoying yourself, Tom? John?
Yeah, I'm having a really great time, thanks, Jack.
Still got Frank here. Frank, you enjoying yourself?
Enjoying myself, mate, yeah. Loving it.
Fancy a roast?
I was just reminiscing about me roast. My mum done me one yesterday.
Did she?
I'll go round here on a Thursday, and it's funny you say that, because when I was round here eating it, it was a bit cold outside, and I thought, it's quite like family romance, you know what I mean? Like, exactly like you just said.
Nostalgia.
So, mate, you're right there, Jack.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
They try to mug you off with the old roast dinner one. I'm fully on board, mate.
Cheers, mate. You can come in every week for that. So, what's this? Because apparently this is another segment I ain't got a clue. It's the Jack Mate Show. I've got no idea about half these segments.
Try picking up your Skype calls.
Let me get out before 12.
I can't argue that. Okay. Do you want me to piss off?
I do.
So I'm going.
Well, Tom, explain the game.
Well, the game is it's like a Mr. and Mrs. quiz, but it's cousin and cousin quiz.
So which is like a Norfolk Mr. and Mrs.
He's got it in there before anyone else.
So I'm going to ask Franco some questions without you, with you in not in earshot. So if you go out in the corridor,
maybe go to the office, do some work.
Shall I go see Pizza Girl next door? Shall I?
Yeah. She'll take the apple off for you.
Oh, shut up.
Well, doesn't the show play in the office?
You need to design one of them booths that have a missing Mrs. Where he puts the music on, they show him enjoying himself.
We need a bigger budget for this.
Fubar. Get your hand in your pocket.
I'll go wait in the corridor.
Yeah, corridor.
Right. Don't cheat, you're only cheating yourself.
Son, cover his ears, mate.
Go on, get out.
Cheers, Jack.
See you, mate.
And he's gone.
Now we slag him off. Yeah. Oh, shit, he's delirious. Oh, no.
What a cunt.
Obviously you're allowed to swear on this radio.
Yes, completely.
I worried when you first said the F word. I'm still not going to swear. When you first said the F word, now you've used the C word.
You're on a FUBAR now, Franco.
This is it.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Nice.
There you go. Is he out? Is he gone?
He's gone. He's fucked off.
He's gone.
It smells a little bit better now, doesn't it, guys?
Oh, yeah. Didn't want to say anything. Open that window.
I've got five questions for you.
Right.
And they're all based around his career, in inverted commas.
Okay.
Ooh, some... That's what I
like. Nice.
There you go.
Very nice.
So, number one.
Mm-hmm.
What are Jack's three YouTube channels called?
Jack's Camera. Jack Mate.
Yep.
Like the main one.
Yeah. Yeah, what was the last one? It's a new one.
Oh, he's looking around.
Jack's Chat. Boom! Jack's Chat.
Yeah.
Nah? Jack's Chat.
Give me that.
Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
Well, we'll find out the end.
I'm buzzing off that, bro.
We find out in the end.
I'm still happy to actually answer all three, so.
You're doing well.
That's success in my eyes.
What is the title of the two comedy songs Jack released?
Hip to be a hipster.
I did both these videos, mate. Come on.
Hip to be a hipster.
Show some support.
Oh, what is it, Geese?
Don't go, no, you're cheating.
Oh, I know it. The newer one, Hip to be the Hip. See, I'm old school original, you know what I mean? I'm like fanboys, you know, when they jump on her and they're like, the new stuff, don't listen to that, mate.
I know all the B-sides.
Yeah, I like all the old music. I think I'm going to have to pass.
Yeah,
no worries. Know it.
All right. Well,
Number three.
Is it something themed about a girlfriend or something?
It is something themed
about. You're in the right ballpark.
Should we move on?
Move on.
You can come back to it.
Number three, who is Jack's all-time favourite West Ham player? I don't know this.
I reckon... All time, yeah?
Yeah, so... Julian Dix? Probably not.
Paolo Dick Cania? Yeah.
Could probably be.
Is it that fella we met? What's his name?
He's cheating.
Remember the fella we met?
Just flat out cheating.
Just speaking to his manager.
I'm going to say... Bobby Moore.
Okay, I'm put that down.
Because obviously it's an easy one to reference.
Yeah.
So.
Was an England World Cup winning captain.
This is it. If you don't, then obviously he's lying. So.
This question is more guesswork, I guess.
Like the others weren't, though.
You've done pretty well, I think.
Cheers, mate.
What film makes Jack cry / very upset?
Oh, all right. I'm going to go with Green Mile.
That does make me upset, so... Yeah. And Armageddon. That always gets me.
Armageddon, Geese.
Tell you what gets me. Up. With a granddad.
Oh, yeah.
Disney Pixar.
I thought that was part of the sentence. Yeah, so you know what gets me up?
You know what gets me up? The granddad. All right, number five.
Yeah, I say that, but I might change to Man on Fire. No, we'll stick... Yeah, go... No, we'll stick with that.
Cool. And what is Jack's favourite song of yours?
Jack's favourite song of mine, Treasures.
Straight off the bat.
And going back to that one about the girlfriend. Geez, can you remember something? I can't remember.
That's all right.
I should know it. But I knew it was about a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Should we get him back in?
Yeah, we'll have a switcheroo now.
Jack back in.
All right, so Frankie, you go out in the corridor. We can hear a thing.
Do a little tag. It's just me and you in here, Tom, now.
Well, we can do anything we want.
Do you want to get something off your chest?
I was really actually upset about the Adele thing. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I just will never ask for it.
And I don't actually think you're ginger as well.
Back the fuck off, man.
Oh, hi, Jack!
Hello, guys, you alright?
Hi, Jack from the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio every Friday from 4 to 6.
How are you,
Wex? I'm alright, yeah. Just went next door, spoke to Kerry.
Yeah? Would you order a pizza?
Kez?
Nah.
No. Alright, can you go over there?
Alright, yeah.
Alright.
Come by me, Jack.
Told me about like a parcel, mate.
Like a little parcel when I was getting wrapped up by a towel by my mum telling me about Peter Pan.
References.
References.
Oh, it's nice over at like
it is.
Hello, mate!
It? Oh, I thought you had more buttons than that. It makes last week's fuck up even more embarrassing, doesn't it?
Ooh, hello.
Fuck up last week.
Question numero un.
Alright.
What is Frank's favourite song he's ever written?
Oh, mate, I mean. Well, we live 35 minutes away from each other. We speak once in a blue moon. Like, I'm not going to know many of these.
Well, what's not right? It's probably going to be one he's done a video for, isn't it? I imagine.
The one that what?
Probably one he's done a video for if he's released it.
Well, it would be, yeah. I reckon I'm just going to go Treasures.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do I find out the answers now?
No.
We get you both in and we ask you in front of each other.
Hold your horses, young man.
Well, I'm excited, aren't I?
What gig does Frank consider his most important to date?
Of course, hard one. It's not his favourite, most important.
Yeah, I don't know the answers for these yet. So.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Okay. Do you know, I would say, looking at Sunny for answers, but he's just laughing.
That's what Frank did as well.
Oh, I reckon.
Chicken's in the family.
I reckon I'm going to go Hyde Park with Libertines. I have no idea.
Well, that's a good guess.
Yeah, that would be.
Was it Hyde Park, Sunny? Yeah, it was Hyde Park.
Cool. Who is Frank's all-time favourite QPR player?
Oh, yeah. Well, my knowledge of championship teams not too... Ooh, yeah,
all time.
I live in the Prem.
All time.
I live in the Prem.
Such a twat.
I'm going to go for...
Sean Wright Phillips.
I'm going to go for...
Rob Green.
Oh, come on. Help me out here, guys. Right, I can't remember his name.
Oh,
How long ago was this?
Little black guy. Fox.
Sean Wright Phillips.
Fox. Something.
Rule Fox.
Rule Fox. I'll go Rule Fox, just because I'm at.
I'd have probably gone Les Ferdinand.
Oh, that's a good shout, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
I'd see him always a Tottenham guy.
Oh, right. Or Newcastle for two seasons.
He was at West Ham for a bit. He got about.
He did get about.
Oh, yeah. No, he wasn't a Blues.
Maybe you didn't care about the tune as much as I thought you did.
I'll go for mate.
What film makes Frank cry / very upset?
What the fuck,
I had the same question about you. He put just, like, home videos for you. See your little face. Go on.
I'm going to go A Bug's Life.
Not even sad.
That is when the fucking grasshoppers come, mate. Cool.
That's ants, isn't it?
No, yeah. No. The grasshopper is played by a big actor.
Okay.
Carry on. Why do I know he's in it? Because I know the actor. I just can't think of his name right now.
Which video of Frank's has had the most plays on YouTube? Mr. YouTube Boy.
Well, that'll be Hand Me Downs.
Which one of them videos had most plays on that Google? On that Google.
Hand Me Downs.
Well, there you go. That's five questions to
Let's
five.
Let's get him
in. Let's get him back in, please.
Let's bring him back in.
You want to come back round next to me, Jackie boy?
Will do.
That was, well, good questions there, Tom. I really enjoyed those.
Yeah, they weren't your middle of your road. They were, you know.
No. They were nice.
There's Franco just coming back in now.
Enjoyed them.
Everyone getting set.
So we'll go through Frank's first and see what Jack says.
Oh, God. Yeah. He seems to be stuck outside.
Oh, God.
Oh no, the door handles.
Oh, calamity of the handles.
Oh, God. He's probably just freestyling now.
He's just spitting some rhymes.
Oh, God, he's
spitting words is what I said.
Oh, he's in a sharp shop.
Here he is.
There's a technique. There's a trick to it.
What, to the door?
Yeah.
Pull
the handle. Yeah, pull the handle, push the door.
There we go. Tom, do you want
to... So I'm going to... We're going to go through the questions I asked Frank, and then, Jack, you're going to say your answers.
Mm.
Okay? So the first question was, what are Jack's three YouTube channels called? Which... He got them all right. It's Jack's Camera, Jack's Chat, Jack Mate.
You got them?
Oh,
Rav. Nice
easy
one.
Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, what is the title of the two comedy songs Jack released? Hip to be a Hipster, straight away. Boom. Straight. Yeah. Got it straight away.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't so sure. He said his girlfriend was involved.
Yeah.
But that was about it. He couldn't cheat through the window either. Sonny didn't know either. So.
Got no phone battery, so I couldn't Google it.
So...
What was your answer?
It's the dating game.
The dating game.
Ba-ba-doo!
I was close, wasn't I?
Alpha Badoo, of course.
Yeah. And the third one, which I don't know the answer to, is who is Jack's all-time favourite West Ham player?
Oh, come on, mate.
Did a video on it.
Yeah, but he listed loads of them.
Do you know this one, Frank?
I think it's Noble.
No, you're wrong.
Di Canio.
Paolo Di Canio.
Yeah. Put Bobby Moore.
You know it, did you?
I said that.
You watched the video, didn't you?
I love your video.
Oh, cheers, Will.
I love you.
Franco said Bobby Moore.
I was going to go with Tony Cotty.
Yeah, that's a bit before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, yeah, so...
Wrong.
Next one. What film makes Jack cry? That's very upset. You know, what's the film that makes you sad? If you watch it, you're sad.
Oh, do you know the answer to this?
No.
Oh, it's a bit pathetic.
Hang on, what did...
What did Franco say?
Green Mile.
You can give him half a point. That's not the one I was thinking of.
That's why you don't do it that way. Right?
Yeah. That's a flaw in the game.
No, you can give him... That wasn't the one, but you can give him half a point, because I have cried at that. Disney's Up.
Wow, that is weird.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You guys are mad.
Oh my god.
I'll produce. Mad.
I don't know what. Okay, everyone alright?
No, he looks genuinely.
He's buzzing.
Can't believe it.
Wait, wow. Played the lottery tonight. That's what I'm saying.
Best day ever, man.
I love you.
The last question was, what's Jack's favourite song by you?
But
by Frank. What's your favourite song?
What's my favourite song of Frank's?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for Running.
Ooh.
I reckon Frank would have said Treasures.
Yes, I did.
But because you got his reaction when he went, oh, so he kind of knew that it wasn't right.
No, he got it wrong, yeah.
Yeah, he's now 2 hours back.
Okay, well, we'll move on.
So how many did he get there?
We'll go for the end, shall we?
Oh, okay. He takes it serious, don't he?
Yeah, well, come on. The questions were to Frank. So what is Frank's favourite song he's written?
Favourite song I've written? I'd say Hand Me Downs.
Because Jack put Treasures, but go on.
I'd say only because I felt like it was the first sort of finding what I was about, you know what I mean? Mm. But obviously, I'm going to say the best song out at the minute is Oi Oi, because it came out today. So go and buy it on iTunes and have a look on Spotify and all that.
Nice. We'll play that next week. There's a promise. Nice. There's another promise.
That'll be the opening song next week.
What gig does Frank consider his most important to date?
Most important.
It's not even the biggest, it's the most important. What's been the game changer?
I was going to go for the biggest, and then I thought, nah.
Game changer, I'd probably say being involved with the Hyde Park show.
The Libertines.
Ding.
Yes. Oh, we got a little ding
sound. Go on, Jack.
Well, let's just talk for 5 minutes.
Because that felt like it was like the next wave, you know what I mean?
Level.
I felt like, it was the turning point for that.
It's a cool gig to have.
Glad I got that. Go on then, Will.
Oh, there you go. So he got it right.
There you go. Thank you.
Who is Frank's all-time favourite player from QPR?
Not a fucking clue.
Really?
Not a clue.
Les Ferdinand.
That's what he said.
Get on that lottery,
oh my God, can I join the family?
Because Les was the last Premiership golden like Rangers boy. You know what I mean?
I
think that's where we need to get back to. So he's like the reminder.
Jack put Royal Fox.
Nice. Did he play for Norwich? You know.
He played for Newcastle as well. And Spurs.
Yeah. Was a good player. Yeah. Trevor Sinclair and all.
Yeah. That overhead kick.
Yeah. He was more.
That
was
lovely.
Suppose I get a little
ding. He went West Ham, didn't he? West Ham. Yeah.
So did Les Ferdinand.
Yeah.
And Newcastle. There's a weird connection between all these players.
Yeah, we're all a family today, aren't we? Especially you, Will.
What you should have done is gone every time someone said family, dinged it through the old show.
Yeah.
We could have had a ding off.
You are a lazy bastard.
Do you want me involved in producing this?
Yeah. Do you know what, Will? You can piss off, mate.
Yeah, perhaps I will.
Hang on. He got two of them right.
That's
it. Benefit of the doubt.
That's what it's all about, you know.
You can cook the roasts.
So what film makes Frank cry / very upset?
I didn't have a fucking clue.
Yeah, you went very rogue with this answer.
What film makes me cry? I'm very upset. That's hard. You know what? I don't really watch too many films. I'm gonna go with The Lion King.
Oh. Jack went with A Bug's Life.
Yeah, similar vein. I like it.
That was Kevin Spacey, by the way. You played Hopper in that.
It's a very that's a very deep one about the Illuminati, isn't it, Bug's Life?
Yeah, it's very deep.
Yeah. You watch it as an adult and you think, blimey.
Yeah.
So the last question, which I know the answer. It's not really a question. It was, what video of Frank's has had the most plays on YouTube? And it's Hand-Me-Down.
Hand-Me-Down's nice.
So Jack got that right.
Yeah,
so
nice.
We'll see the scores.
Thank you, Will. Oh, here we go.
Let me count these buggers. Ooh, so Frank. So Jack got.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 10.
2.
Oh, he's got 2.5, isn't he?
And Frank got.
Oh.
2. So there's.
Is it hard work reading them numbers?
We're all bloody winners! Go! Wait.
There has to be a tiebreaker, doesn't
there? No, oh, go on.
We also got 2.
Yeah, you did get 2.
It's
successful, Randy.
Well, yeah, because yeah, there's half points. It's what's why it confused me.
Yeah.
Let's just say you're all winners because I didn't make a tie break question.
Well,
nice.
Guys. Maybe you can do the decider at the end. Have a question at the end.
Yes, I'll have a buzz around.
Stick around for that. So, Frank, we're going to go see one of your songs now. Mm-hmm. My Brother?
This one is not really done anything or been out or anyone's ever heard it, but because it's called My Brother and there's a theme of family, I thought I'd sling it over.
Like
produced
it.
By Jake Gosling, who deals with One Direction and Ed Sheeran. So I thought I'd name drop that.
Yeah, nice.
Good one, Jake.
My Brother.
This morning me and my alarm clock had a proper scrap. Rolled out the right side of the bed and made my coffee black. My pride got beaten, it ain't broken but it's not intact. So I drown my sorrow singing, line them up then knock them back. Dressed to impress, shoes on, wearing a smart shirt. He told me if you lose the love it leaves your heart hurt. Don't worry about slowing down, you need to start first. Never search for the easy life without the hard work. Outside light up, run and read the write up. Had a good night but it ended like Fight Club. Voices full blast, all noise, all hard. Old school passion like World Cup wall charts. Holding on, hoping another golden moment comes by. I sit and waffle on, it's rare I'm ever tongue-tied. The evening's TV ain't helping me unwind. We like the truth, but the truth is proper unkind.
Don't worry, my brother, don't hide from the world outside. Cause there'll be another, and I'm always on your side. Keep your
You are the smartest person that you know and that you'll ever meet. Stood on the corner of the street chewing a penny sweet. I said I'd never make a promise I could never keep. Needs me being careful how I word it if and when I speak. It's funny how the stunner ended up with the class clown. Getting by off of the wisdom that they passed down. They still stick us up but they don't need a mask now. I'm punch drunk saving something for the last round. As I hit it high to try to find a brighter note. My head and my heart are happy like my boat. Sat me myself and I smiled to the passerby, watching the clouds until I see the silver lining shine. But I guess it's part of the process. No, I never got too far with no stress. The evening's TV ain't helping me unwind. We like the truth, but the truth is proper unkind. Feeling optimistic cause it started well. The trouble is I've had a few so it's too hard to tell. She told the truth that brought a tear that made me laugh as well. They tried calling time but I'm still fighting past the bell. Best friends on a roll, sex, drugs, rock and roll. Ended up on the dole reminiscing on the times they had. Said he was happy though, promised that his pride's intact. The trouble is he did it with his fingers crossed behind his back. Us lot never got given too much chance. Work hard then reward us with a bus pass. Watch the morning rush all rush past. Coping, holding out, hoping our luck lasts out of his nut. But I was only half as I, joker of the pack, put a show on for the passers-by. Unsure if I should laugh or cry. I'll enjoy the ride from now until my last goodbye.
I only managed to catch the first half of that, but I've really enjoyed that.
Thanks, mate.
Because I went to the toilet, then everyone copied me.
Well, I just wanted a wee, mate. Oh, dear.
You sound like Ellie Goulding.
Oh, don't have that.
No,
wait,
right,
don't. So she's on Polydor. This could get political. And I've got the same agent as her.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. All views are my own. Yeah. So I think it's that time, which all the listeners have been looking forward to.
Every week.
Especially Noxie, who just favourited one of the tweets about the show. So I know he's just on a tube home listening. All the... Oh, I miss him already. I can... Can smell him in the air.
Yeah, so you can smell him.
The stench of milk.
So yeah, Frank, as I was saying, me and Tom are going to go head to head in a rap battle.
Right.
And if you can judge each verse and.
So we're going in. We're going three rounds.
Three rounds.
Best of three.
Yeah. Right.
Franco, can you judge who is the better rap talent out of Jack Mate and Noz?
Are we going to do it like round one and then?
Yeah. Like Don't Flop.
Yeah.
Right. Did you have a little story about Don't Flop? Jack, no?
Yeah, go on.
You were going to go on it once.
I did think that when he said about a rap battle, but I thought, is that talking the material or not?
Go on, it sounded funny. Go and tell us what it was.
I was going to have a little go against a man from my local area, Joe Seeds, and I was going to battle him in a rap, Frank.
Nice.
How old were you?
It was last year.
It was last year?
It was literally just before I had my jaw fixed. Because Joe told me one of his lines, it was just slamming into that a lot.
Joe was buzzing about doing it as
was
well.
Was he?
I spoke to him on the market, yeah.
Really?
I went and bought balaclava off him, and he... yeah, and he was telling me all about it, mate.
I was genuinely just going to do it as a piss take.
Yeah.
And just... Because obviously I can't rap, you'll find out in a minute, but...
Wow. You don't know, mate. Don't prejudge yourself, mate.
Were we friends then?
Yeah.
Didn't mention it.
No, like, it was around the time I failed my driving test, so I think maybe just before.
Pre-friends.
Right, so who's going to go first?
I think you should, because you've done raps singles.
Do you want a beat, yeah? You want a fat, stinking beat?
Are we judging this just on lyrics, or are we judging it on delivery and flow?
Franco will judge it how he wants to.
I'd say both,
mate. He's the connoisseur.
Right. I'm judging on who comes across as the most authentic, you know?
Right, let's go. Drop that beat, Will.
Oh, just scratching. Oh, don't mind me.
Yeah.
Good beat, bruv.
Big up the man from the ends, yeah?
Steady now, wait for it.
Jay Fuller, Westy, big up Sturmo, Slaven Bilic, you done though. My words are like knives, and I'm gonna cut ya. You're my little servant, I'm my Gerard Butler. So clean up your act, but make sure to use a napkin. His 300's realer than yours, bruv, and he was fucking acting. My subscribers are real, your 300 ain't. And I don't need to put my view count in a spreadsheet, mate. The only 300 you had at Melbourne Youth was the line of kids queuing for you to wash their boots.
Oh, sheesh!
To be fair, the line with boots and youth was inspired. Boots and youth.
That's your first verse.
Go on.
Tom, what's your rap name?
Oh, but it's Nozzy Noz.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah? Nostradamus.
Better.
There you go.
Go on.
Oof. Tom Norris, not Zia, yeah, the Koso's back.
Oh, he's flopped!
No, let me one.
Hit the beat.
Tom Norris, not Zia, yeah, the co-host, that's me. Live on Fubar with the legend Gary Busey. My back is in pain, having spasms as I go. That's what I get from having to carry this show. Oh. You bitch about YouTubers writing books, they're chumps. But I've seen your biography entitled Goosebumps. Sort of a fluff my line, so I spat them too quick. It's your turn now, you jumped up, little prick.
No! Yes! Take a breather.
He was talking about me being the host. Yeah. Of the show. He's the co. Oh, I'll put this down in this
verse.
He's the co. So, go on then, Will.
Let's reload
it.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry.
I reckon.
Go on.
No favouritism.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to Tom.
Yeah!
Why'd you say no favouritism?
Like? I thought that's going to Jack.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I did it, see? Keep listeners on their toes, you know what I mean?
Well, judge the talent, Frank, please.
Number two.
All right, verse two.
Hang on, wait for it. Wait for it.
Come on.
Here it comes. Oh, she's coming.
Verse 2, line 9, and it's time you should know that you're the co-host on the Jack Mate Show. Ooh. You're replaceable, mate. Yeah, you better believe me. I could click my fingers right now and have you swap for Stevie, but I won't get rid of it. But I won't get rid of you yet, because that wouldn't be fair. On Chili's next door, who else would drink their shitty weak beer? You love coming to Fubar every Friday. You're so full of beans, because the little willy across the desk matches the one in your jeans. Yeah, you're my right-hand man, but Tom, I'm left-handed. I've knocked you out in the final like Zinny's a dandy.
Boom.
Alright.
Shit, watch out everyone.
Alright, so that's number two.
Pick it up.
Okay.
I scored a shit ton of goals, yeah, 325. It's a shame Golden didn't fight you because she'd eat you alive. Hats off to your immigration video, got loads of views. Getting your jaw fixed and that Joker tattoo. She says, hip to be a hipster, but let me give you a tip. Halloween is over, change those rancid shoes pretty quick. So, but Jack, it's got to come into you, yeah, I believe in karma. So Jack, I'll tell you what can you do with banana?
Fucked it. I think not because you flopped that last round, but Jack smashed it that one. Thanks, and I think he had the aggression, he wanted it more. You know what I mean?
He needed it.
So that's one apiece.
Oh, so it's all on this one. Well, me and Tom have been talking, and we didn't want it to be too nasty to each other, so we've aimed this first at you, mate.
Yeah, right. So, do you want a bed?
Who would you like to go first?
I'll go with Tom because he can get quite vicious.
Go on, Tom.
Mine's quite nice, actually.
Right.
Right in your headphones, bruv.
Yes.
You're a very tall lad with the tallest head in the radio biz, looking awful lot like Jeff from the FUBAR pub quiz. On Friday I see you lonely, make your niggles and sounds. Off the show you disappear when it's your turn to buy around. The beardy's eyes similar to Professor Snape's. Keep the mics down please, because it's bloody paper shapes. But come on Frank, after a minute, this one is my day. And for the listeners, don't worry, I'm here air Friday.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Right.
Cheer.
Yo.
Air Friday.
Yep. Air Friday.
Right.
Go for this?
Yeah. Fucking hell, two pieces of paper.
It means it's
no.
50, we're on 56.
Yo, Tom, I was given three verses, but killed him off in two. So let's turn our attention to the other guy in the room. But before I start on Will, can we just please wait? Can you check that you've turned the mics on, please, mate? You had one small job that involved one finger, but you were far too busy getting rejected on Tinder. So be careful, little Willy, cause who knows, very soon I could be using my finger to press this dump button on you.
You prick.
Ooh.
Franco, it's decision time.
It's a hard round to cool.
Air Friday.
I like your flow on that, by the way, Tom. You're nice. Yeah, you're very skippy. But I'm going to give it to Jack because I understood the content more.
Yeah. Thank you.
And he's my cousin.
Out of all the pub quizzes, the impressions game, that was the one I wanted to win. So I just want to say thanks very much.
No, I respect the respect result there. I think it's a fair game. Yeah, I appreciate that.
A man's fight, a gentleman's fight.
Yeah, gentleman's fight.
Oh, God. Are you right, Will?
Yeah.
You look really nervous, mate. I think you're just sad because it's the end of the show.
Yeah, I hate it. I've got to wait another 7 days to see you guys.
No, you'll see us in a minute. Skype. We'll go to the pub.
No, I'm going. Yeah, okay, I'll see you there. See you there.
Oh, Tom, I've got a feeling he's not coming to the pub tonight. Let us down. We'll go with Frank and Sonny. That's all right, mate. That's all right.
We'll buy around anyway, so it's fine.
That's you want me? Family all wrapped up for you guys. It was a lovely little episode. I still fancy that roast. Tom, how'd you feel today, Went? You enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it, and I quite actually would like a roast with your Yorkshire puddings.
Yeah, Frank, you enjoyed yourself.
Enjoying yourself. Thanks for having me, boys.
Thanks
always
for
a pleasure.
On,
I'm
mate.
Thank you, Frank.
If you want to check out Franco Fraze online, that's Franco Fraze. What do you say with
a K and a Z?
With a K and a Z. Yeah. Franco Fraze. Yeah. There we go. Go
and buy Oi Oi on iTunes. Have a look. You're doing me a massive favour, and it's a pucker tune, so get it and enjoy it.
And next week, we'll be starting the show with that. Nice. So come back.
And I'm going on tour and all quickly. Going on tour next Friday, for 3 weeks around the country. So if you're scattered about, have a little Butchers, Manchester, Leeds, all that sort of thing.
Lovely
big
stuff.
Shows, puckadoo.
Lovely stuff. I will be tweeting and tagging Frank in the next couple of tweets, so head over to my Twitter if you can't be asked to search it, you lazy little buggers. Anyway, have a good weekend. We'll see you again next week. Tweet us at Jack, at FUBAR Radio. Let us know what theme you want to see. Will?
See you later.
See you later.
Bye ya!
Bye, let's go get pissed. See you later.
Beep!